The objective of my presentation is to show the urban mark left by the Spanish exile and to identify those visual elements that are part of the memory of its presence. The arrival of the Spanish exiles made Mexico the second most important country after France. In terms of receiving Republicans, however, in numerical terms, this was reduced migration. On one hand, because it meant a smaller proportion of the total exile, according to various estimated will range from 80 to 12%. And on the other hand, this migration is very modest if we consider that it was incorporated to a country that had almost 20 million Hill inhabitants. That is, its arrival represents 0.1% of the population. Therefore, it can be stated that if exile was important for Mexico, it is for reasons not related to the quantity, but to the characteristics of this migration. On June 13 of 1939, the ship Sinaia arrived at Mexican coast. A week before, an article could be read in the newspaper about what it really feared for the arrival of those Spaniards. And it was argued that they should be distributed in the country, so they will not be competition for Mexicans. Migrants will not take jobs away from them and should not be seen as a competition. In the first months, the images that can we appreciate of the exiles were of peasants of war or workers. However, Dolores Pla revealed that 70% of the exiles stayed in Mexico City. This image that shows us a group of peasants in the rural environment carrying their work instruments and visibly smiling can be read as a way of showing that the exile was in the interior of the country, not in Mexico City. However, when the image is related to the text that appear in the publication, we realize that it can also have a reading, an intention of showing the exiles themselves the need to be together in union. Mexico City, the city they arrived at that time, did not have the dimension it has now. What we see today as only the center of the city was the city itself. How do you choose the place where you come to live? What influenced that decision? Many of the families of Spanish migrants came to live on the street of López, cheap places where a family first arrived, but little by little more arrived because of the importance of sociability. One seeks to live where there are others with whom you can be identified. One testimony explains that the refugees were looking for something familiar, something that made themselves feel safe. In the street of López, where several buildings were old, the inhabitants were exiled. This is the case of the building located at 82 of López Street. This photo that we see is one of the spaces in this building, an image that makes you think of those photos that are taken, keep family memories. Migrants need to start making money. They put up some business that one can find reference to in newspaper ads, like this, Manolo Bar, at the beginning of López Street, or stores. Even those who find a way to start to practice their profession. In this ad, they promote the service of the dentist Núñez in the apartment 23 and 24 of the number 82 of López Street, building to which I had already referred. The street of López change and begins to have many more business than before, many of them from the Spanish immigrants themselves. Testimonies speak of grocery stores, of coffee shops. These three photos are from Mexico City Photography Archive. Although its collection preserves evidence of urban improvements, we can appreciate business and we see how the street had changed from 1935, from 1950. This is a liquor store. We have here the coffee villerias and others. Despite the presence of the exiles and the fact that now in urban memory, the street is related to their arrival and the following years, it actually took time for the street to be recognized of the majority of the population at the Spanish barrio. This population, this publication, for example, on the physiognomy of the city, this publication is from 1945, and which speaks of the streets and what identifies them, when it refers to López Street, it speaks of the modern architecture that it's found there, but there is not a single mention of the Spanish migrants. The exiles arrived to other streets. They had presence in other spaces of the city, but in the street of López, not only live and there were business of them, but also institutions like the Spanish Republican Center. And now we have us only a sign in that space. And the General Consulate of the Spanish Republic. Today, we only have memorials or some traces of them. I don't want to forget that at first the Spanish thought they would be there for a long time until Franco fell. The reality was imposed, those who had the possibility moved to better spaces. That is, there were apartments where two or more families lived at first. Some business grew and moved it to another places. Today, there is little, very little of what was a Spanish neighborhood. However, since 1942, there is the Café Villerías in the corner of López and Ayuntamiento, that we can see in this picture, a place that when you enter seems to condense the memory of the street. Inside the cafe, there are photos, sculptures, many elements of the presence of the exile. For example, this is a sculpture of Presidente Cárdenas, the Mexican president who received the exiles, and the Republican flag on the employee's uniform. Cities are not only architecture, they are also shaped by the everyday life, by what happens in them and by memory. In cities, temporal lakes coexist. Sometimes a sign or an image refers to a wider and more complex past. The Spanish exile did not only inhabited in López Street, but by creating community there, they generated an identity that survives in the memory of their descendants and in the memory of the city. The Mexican writer Gonzalo Celorio wrote about the paper city in an essay, and that is how there are parts of the city buildings that we only know about because of what's written about them. In the same way, we could refer to the city captured in images and with them recover other presence and other practices.